If your trees didn't weather the winter storms, what you can do to repair the damage? It's been a rough winter for trees. Snow, ice, winds, damage. Now that spring is here.
First of all, we just need to stand back and look at the tree.
That's Dennis Patton, a horticulturist with Kansas State University, who says some of the things you'll need to look for are what he calls hangers or broken branches that are barely hanging on.
You know, a wind or something like that could easily knock those out of the tree and damage property or hurt you.
Also, if those hangers or branches did snap or become broken, Patton says it's important to recut the edges or else.
Rotten decay is going to get in there, and that rotten decay will follow down into that stem over time.
Some of the work you can do by yourself if it's close to the ground, but Patton says.
If it involves you getting more than one or two steps off the ground on a ladder, you need to call a professional.
Whatever you decide, pruning the tree yourself or calling for help,
always go back to the next lower branch, crotch angle, fork in the tree, junction, whatever term you want to call it. And then we make our clean cut there.
Why there?
That area there has the best ability in the tree to seal off, help heal that wound, and direct that growth to a positive location, energy, in the tree itself.
Patton adds there's no need for paints or sealants on those cuts. The tree knows what to do. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.